Thank you for calling customer service. This is Trey. How can I help you?
My name is Damian Gibson, and I received a charge from your company about an item that was not specified on my account. So I'm trying to figure out what was charged. It said general merchandise, which I didn't really appreciate that it was so vague a charge. So, name is Damian Gibson. It was on a Visa, and it said general merchandise I was charged $109 for.
Okay, can I start getting your zip code, sir?
75067.
Can you verify the address for security reasons?
998 Bel Air Boulevard, apartment 1812, Lewisville, Texas, 75067.
All right. I have your account pulled up. So I'm showing on January the 6th, you paid $6.97 for the MUV smartwatch.
Okay. Let's see. I think that was supposed to be free, and I didn't pay $109 for anything. And I think the last person I talked to said that it was free. It was not $109.
Okay, so that MVB smartwatch was a 14-day trial period. It instructed you in the terms and conditions.
I never even got the watch. I haven't even gotten the watch, so.
Okay, sir. It instructed you in the terms and conditions to call and cancel within that 14-day trial period. To avoid being billed the full cost of that watch. The watch was not canceled in 14 days. You were billed for $109.97. That charge was declined. That charge didn't go through.
Okay. All right. So what was going on with that, though? I mean, there was supposed to be a watch delivered, and it never was delivered.
Well, I'm seeing that the watch was shipped on January the 7th. You ordered the watch January the 6th. It was shipped to the 998 Bel Air Boulevard address you just verified.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, so would you like a tracking number for that watch?
The tracking number? What would that do?
It would let you know if your watch was delivered or not, sir.
And then what? I mean,
it says it was delivered January the 13th. I just tracked it. It says it was delivered to Lewisville, Texas, the address you verified, January the 13th. So I don't know what type of neighbors you have. I don't know if your neighbor saw your package get dropped off, but it was delivered to your address. Maybe you should get some cameras in front of your house.
Well, okay. So now what?
So now that I see that that charge was declined, like I stated on the 24th, that charge was declined. Now, was it declined because you declined it, or your bank automatically declined it?
Probably my bank automatically declined it.
Okay, sir. So,
so my question is, will you keep charging me for this or not?
What I can do for you is, I can offer you, if you would approve of that charge, I can offer you a 35% refund on that charge.
It's just a sour taste in my mouth right now. So, no, I just decline any further charges. This is kind of weird to me right now.
Well, would you like a 50% refund if that charge was to go through?
It was supposed to be free in the first place, right? And it's like all these hoops and conditions and stuff like that. It's just a very horrible taste in my mouth. No, I don't want any 50% anything.
Not even a 75%?
No, no. You see, it just smacks of it's not genuine. It's like, you know, we gotcha kind of thing, you know, even though I haven't seen the thing, it seems like it was supposed to be free in the first place. It's just like a gotcha kind of thing. So, no.
Okay, sir.
All right, so... please refrain from trying to charge me again with this. I just really think that it's disingenuous. It's trying to hustle. It's a hustle.
Okay, sir, Mr. Damien, I do have that account canceled for you.
All right. So, no hard feelings. I just don't like being hustled.
I understand, sir.
All right.
Are you ready for your cancellation number?
Hold on. Okay.
That's C as in council.
57495. C 57495.
All right. All right, Mr. Gibson. Thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you. Bye.